Give me your best praise. Your best praise. Amen. 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 You may be seated. God is good. He's good. I will trust him. I love that. The choir sang beautifully that day. You know, please give him a round of applause. You know, you have one of the best choirs in Huntsville. You don't appreciate them. You need to appreciate the singing of our choir. I know I do. I certainly appreciate God has blessed me one more time to be able to bring the word of God to our pastor, Larry Davidson, and his family. In his absence, we give honor and glory to him. And to God be all the honor and the glory. Amen. He's good all the time. He's better than good. He's better than good. There's no word that we can use to define how good God is. He's better than good. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He brought you out here. He kept you in your right mind. Oh, God, it's good. He kept you through the storm. He kept you through the rain. He will keep you through the tornadoes. He will keep you. And in this world, in this way we are in this world now, what is happening now, we need God. We need him more than ever. We need him now, right now. Like the old folk, right now. We need him right now. I'm saying that God is going to do his thing in 2016. He's going to do his thing because God is getting tired of our mess. And I believe that. This summer has been on my heart for at least 2 months because of certain things that happened in my family and in my life. I couldn't get rid of it, so I got to get rid of it today. 1 Samuel 2:26. Please stand for the reading of the word. 1 Samuel 2:26. Give me a little more volume. 1 Samuel 2:26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with man. In favor both with whom? The Lord and also with what? In favor with the Lord and in favor with men. Please be seated. My subject today is my personal testimony. God favors me. God favors me. I mean that. God favors me. If you mean that and you feel like, touch your neighbor and say, God favors me. If you're just saying that, at the end of the sermon, you will be able to say it for real. Samuel was a person just like you and me, no different. We try to hold up those biblical characters in high esteem, but Samuel was just like me and you. But he enjoyed an extraordinary amount of the favor of God upon his life, his home, and the work of his hand. That is what the message is about today. Seeing and enjoying the favor of God upon your life, your home, and the work of your hand on your life, your home, and the work of your hand. If you can see the favor on that, then you know God favors you. At the beginning of this message, I will ask a simple question that does not require an answer. Can you sense the blessing of the Lord and the favor of God upon your life, your home, and the work of your hand? Can you sense it? Can you feel it? Can you really deep down in your heart feel and sense the favor of God on your life, on your home, and in your hands of your work of your hand? As a man or woman of God, more than anything else, seeks the blessing of God upon their life and their works. All true children want to know and be assured that of their father's approval. You know how we are. Mama can say okay, that's okay. Aunt can say okay. Grandmother can say that okay, but a father can neither say that's okay. Your children want that kind of assurance. A child who does something special to him, first thing he wants is a father's approval. And you want your father's approval. This was the psalmist's prayer in Psalm 90:17. 90:17, the psalmist David said, "And let the beauty of the Lord of our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hand upon us." Yeah, the work of our hand, establish thou it. Now, what he was saying when they say establish thou it, he means love it. Love the work of our hand. Love the work of our hand. Love the work that we are doing. Please, God, be approve of what we're doing. When you're in church, when you're in the work of God, you need to want him to approve of what you do. Don't just hit a lick and I promise, and then my daddy say, hit a lick at it and then promise to get back to it later. You know, you need to be serious about the work of God. Here's a text that will provoke you to question whether or not God's favor is in your life. Now, listen to this and write this down so you can read it. Deuteronomy 28:2-6. And all these blessings shall come on thee and over what? Take thee. Now, the blessing gonna overtake thee. Now, how many of y'all want the blessing to overtake you? I mean, now, that's like David said, now mercy and grace shall follow me all the days of my life. Mercy is following him, chasing him. And now he says in Deuteronomy that the blessing shall come on thee and overtake thee. Now, that means you can run from the blessing, but they're going to still overtake you. Now, that's really being in favor, having favor from God. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy Lord, the Lord thy God, blessed thou shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shalt thou be in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind and the fruit flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. When you go to Koga, you'll come out with more than you paid for. That's what God said. I've had that happen. I got home and I found there were things on that I didn't even pay for. Because God said, you're blessing you over and over again. Blessed be your basket. Blessed be your store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. A self-test to see if God's favor is on your life. If you have that, now listen to this. If you have that in your life, then you have God's favor. You have God's favor. Blessing, are you going and you're coming in and you're going out? You have God's favor. The first way you know that God's favor is on your life is by the abiding presence of God in your life. If you don't have the abiding presence of God in your life, then you don't have the favor. Genesis 18:1-3 says, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself down toward the ground and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor, if now I have found favor, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. What Abraham is saying here, God, if you favor me, be near me and let me enjoy your company. You ever get that way? You want to be alone with God? Nowhere else. Nowhere else. Just you and God. That's when you want to be in abiding in God's presence. Now, from the New Testament, John 14:23, Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now, that means they're going to live in you. Does God live in you? Does God live in you? Can you take God everywhere you go? Huh? Can you take him everywhere you go? If you have God's favor on your life, then he ought to abide with you. He should be with you everywhere you go. Not just now and then, not every once in a while, but all the time. He should abide in you. As an awareness of the presence of God in your life is a sure sign of God's favor. You ought to have a religion that you can feel sometimes. You ought to feel his presence in your life all of the time. I was crying at my sister's house about something that was happening when I was down there. It was a good cry. And Lane Garner came in and said, what's going on? And my sister, he just rejoicing about what God has done in his life. And I dare you to think of what God has done in your life. I dare you to stop and think of what God has done in your life. You know, I believe that everybody thinks they made it on their own. No, you ain't made it on your own. You didn't make it on your own. You had somebody to help you to pull your bootstrap up. And God was the one. God will stoop down low enough to pick you up, no matter how low you get. You know, hear those testimonies that are amazing. Now, you got an amazing testimony yourself. I bet you all do. You all do. Think about when God touched you, when God came into your life, when God changed you, when God changed me, I got favor. I got favor. Oh, Lord. I got favor, Hopewell, when he changed me, when I touched him, when he came into my life. Now, an awareness of the presence of God in your life is a sure sign of God's favor. You ought to have a religion that you can feel sometimes. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do what? Nothing. Say that loud. Nothing. Without God, you are nothing. You cannot do anything. Oh, you need to take that away today. Does he abide in you? Does he go everywhere you go? Does he just rent space in your house? And when his lease is up, you can decide whether he stays or not? Oh, glory. Is God with you all the time? All the time. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Because where God is, there's no sin. Where God is, there's no darkness. Where God is, there's no confusion. Where God is, there's no argument. You hear me? The second thing, other than the abiding presence of God, is the tangible benefits in the lives of others. If you got the favor of God, I want you to understand that you will provide tangible benefits in the lives of others. You know, I mean tangible, not mean you can touch it and you can feel it. You can see it and you can touch it. Genesis 30 says, in 25 says, and it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, now listen well, send me away. That's what Jacob said to Laban. Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my own country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you for 7 years. And let me go, for you know my service which I have done for you. Now listen what Laban said in the 27th verse. And Laban said to him, please say, if I have found favor, what favor in your eyes? If I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord blessed me because of you. Listen to that. Because of your sake, the Lord is blessing me. Because you are around me, you are blessing me. Because God's favor is on your life. Now listen to this. You need to. Now Laban was smart enough to recognize that he was being blessed because of whom? Jacob had favor on God, under God. God's favor was on Jacob. And so he said, let me abide with you. Let me stay with you. Because the only reason I'm doing well is because of you. Now, many of you are doing bad because you're hanging around the wrong people. You mean? I mean it. You need to drop the people you associate with. get people with people who have favor with God. Now, listen, I know that when you have favor with God and you're around the person who has favor with God, you will be blessed. Remember what David said, my cup runneth over, and surely mercy and grace shall follow me. My cup runneth over. When my cup runneth over, you can catch a little bit of the oil and oil glory, and you can get favor from the person who got favor. You hear me? The person who got favor, you can get favor. A lot of people marry a person who doesn't have favor with God. Well, what is going to happen? They ain't going to get nothing. If they marry a person who got favor with God, whether it be male or female, their home will be blessed because of them and their favor with God. God's favor is on me. God's favor is on me, Hopewell. God's favor has been on me since I was a little child. I gotta say it like Samuel said. God's favor has been on my life. And people have seen it over and over again. And people who are around me have been blessed. I'm going to get to that later. How about Joseph? Joseph was a slave in Egypt. Now, Joseph in 39:1-5. Now, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, Genesis 39:1-5. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, and Egyptian, bought him from the Israelites who had sold him into slave. And they sold Joseph into slavery. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. And he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, he's a servant in the house of Potiphar, and a slave for Potiphar. Now, get this. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Now, get this. Potiphar was not a follower of God. He was an Egyptian. He was a follower of the Egyptian God. He didn't even believe in Joseph God. But I tell you, he saw that God, Joseph God, had favor on his life. And he said, Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. And then he made him overseer to his house. And all that he had in he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house of Joseph's sake. He blessed it because of Joseph. You can go in jail, and you can have favor on God on your life. And you will bless the other jailmen. You hear me? You hear me? That's the way God works. You know, favor ain't fair. Favor is not fair. Favor ain't fair. Favor is not fair. Why do I say that? Because God is not fair. You say, oh, man. He's saying, God is not fair. Well, the Bible says he reigns on the just and the unjust. Now, that's not fair to me. That's not fair. He said, you can come in at the last hour and get paid as much as the person who came in at the first hour. That's not fair to me. Now, God is not fair. God is in control. So, there's no fairness and favor. say, touch your neighbor and say, there's no fairness in favor. You can't get favor. You can't buy favor. You can't buy it. You got to have it or you don't have it. And you need to understand that. You can work all your life and be in church for 50 years and not have favor. You hear me? I'm going to say that again. You can work in church and be a usher, be a deacon, be all that you can and not have God's favor. But you can have God's favor on your life if you abide with him and you touch people. I want to say this. I want to read to you some what one of our members posted on Facebook about me this week. I won't give in the name. I want to read it just like it was. Okay, so I know today is Tuesday, but I'm acknowledging my courageous mentor, Leroy Cole, my pastor from childhood to adulthood, and will forever be my pastor in my heart. I want you to know that I will always admire and love and looked up to you. I've even had my hopes up to become an electrical engineer just like you. And many days I check my bank account and I wish I had. Anyway, love you always, and thank you for being a positive, loving role model. You are forever appreciated. Now that's tangible benefit. That's tangible benefit. Now the comments, I'm gonna pick a few of them. There were so many comments. You, one of them was, you have written the words, we're talking about the person wrote that. You have written the words that hundreds of us should be writing. What a tribute to one of the greatest men I know. Thanks for these words to the greatest pastor, preacher, teacher, and most of all, person that we know. The second comment, ditto. I know I said it before, but Reverend Cole is a huge influence on me. Throughout my life, when things are going good or bad, I can hear and go back to his teaching. I've been the fool on the mule in the middle of the road more than once. Thank God for him. That's a great comment. Last comment. Wow, I'm all the way in Chicago, and Reverend Cole will always be my pastor. I know you were personally placed in my life as a role model. You impacted my life tremendously. I thank God for you. Give God some hand for that. That's not about me. It's about God. It's about what you can do when you have God's favor on your life. And how you can touch people and they can get tangible benefit out of your life. I know you have known somebody like that. Raise your hand if you have. You got tangible benefit from them and because they had favor on your life. The last one. The work of our hands are blessed. The work of our hands are blessed. If you got God's favor, the work of your hands are blessed. This is God's desire for us. Deuteronomy 24:19. When thou cuttest down thine harvest in the field and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. Ye shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thy hand. It is what God does for those whom he has favor rest on them. Job 1:10. Hast not thou made an hedge or about him? This is Satan talking to God. Hast thou not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the name. That was talking about Satan talking to God about Job. What Satan was saying is, you favored Job. You favored Job. God, that's why I can't get to him unless you allow me. If you got God's favor has to allow you, Satan, to attack you. My last illustration, Chuck Swindoll, when called his last thing, you know who Chuck Swindoll is, right? The great preacher. He recalled his last spanking when he turned 13 years old. We don't whip children at 13 now. I spank them. Chuck said, I haven't just broken into the sophisticated ranks of the teen world. I thought I was something on a stick. My father wasn't nearly as impressed as I was with my great importance and newfound independence. I was lying on the bed. He was outside the window on a muggy October afternoon in Houston, Texas, weeding the garden. He said, Charles, come out and help me weed the garden. I said something like, no, it's my birthday. Remember, my tone was sassy and my deliberate lack of respect was eloquent. I knew better than to disobey my dad. But after all, I was the ripe old age of 13. Dad set a new 100 meter record that autumn afternoon. He was in the house in a flash and all over me like white on rice, spanking me all the way out to the garden. As I recall, I waited until moonlight was shining on the pansies. That same night, he took me out to a surprise dinner. He gave me what I deserved. Come on, choir, a musician. He gave me what I deserved earlier. Later, he gave me what I did not deserve. Hear that? He gave me what I deserved earlier, but later he gave me what I did not deserve. The birthday dinner was a matter of grace. He showered his favor on his rebellious son, and I enjoyed grace. That's the same way God treats those who have his favor. They get what they deserve. I get what I deserve. But like Chuck did, in the end, my cup runs over. I get more than I deserve. Hezekiah Walker did it this way. God favored me. Play that. God favored me. God favored me. This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemy. And if God did it for me, he'll do it the same for you. Don't worry about your haters, people. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words of the choir. Love is patient. caring. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. But I've had my share of love abuse, manipulated and strength misused. And I can't help but give you the glory when I think about my soul. And I know you favored me. My soul. How much? And I know you favored me. Because my enemy. They tried, but couldn't talk. Yes, they did, but they couldn't climb over me. Let's sing that again. My faith in God. He favors me. Will not fall. Will not bend. I will not compromise. God favors me. I speak life. I speak prosperity. I speak health. God favors me. They whisper. Conspire. They told a lie. God favors me. God favors me. My character, my integrity, my faith in God. He favors me. Will not fall. Will not bend. Won't compromise. God favors me. Life and prosperity. I speak health. God favor. Yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. God favors me. Yeah. Yeah. Say yeah. God favors me. Yeah. 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 Oh, you don't know. Yeah. 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 He favored me. Yeah. 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 Say yeah. You're favored me. Yeah. 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 High five three people and say, God favors me. God favors me. God favors me. I don't see anybody moving. God favors you. If God favors you, high five three people and say, God favors me. Yeah. 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 God favors me. Oh well. Oh well. He favored me. in front of me. Keep that going, keep that going. When I was little, people told me that God's favor rests on me. I would be a preacher. I said, no, I'm gonna be an engineer. But God had favor on my life. I became an engineer and a preacher. God favored me. God favored me. God favored me. Yeah! 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 God favored me. Yeah. 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 Sing it, choir. Yeah. 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 God favored me. Yeah. God favors you now. Stand up. Stand up. If you believe God favors you. If you believe in, yeah, you got extraordinary favor. You're give God some praise. Not right now. Right now. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. If you believe God favors you, give him some praise. Give him some praise. In favor of me, in favor of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't mind telling somebody, in favor of me. My life is touched in the light. In favor of me. God abides with me. In favor of me. Whatever I touch, God favors me. And church, I get what I deserve. When it comes around, you give me more than I deserve. My cup running over. Give God some praise. Thank you, Father.